The Food and Drug Administration last week released the Food Safety Modernization Act final rule regarding manufacturing practices and hazard analysis and preventative controls for animal feed. Richard Sellers, Senior Vice President of Legislative and Regulatory Affairs for the American Feed Industry Association, says the rule has been a long time in development.
This is obviously a monster of a rule, and one we've waited for 3 years when it was supposedly due under the statutory guidelines. But being as large as it was, FDA was taking some deliberate time, and under a court order, they had to issue it or actually get it to the Federal Register office on Monday, which they did. This rule is 666 pages typed, and the food rule is some 800 pages. The actual rule itself will publish on September 17th, and that's the date that's important for implementation on the various timeframes. And then it legally goes into effect 60 days after that, so somewhere around November 17th.
Sellers says they applaud FDA for the flexibility shown in working with the industry during development of the rule.
Probably one of the biggest victories we can claim is the phase-in of the compliance dates. FDA had proposed a 1-2-3 year based on regular size firms with less than 500 employees in their feed area, and very small businesses, which are now defined in the final rule as those having less than $2.5 million in sales. And that's a fairly small feed mill. We think between 80 and 90% of the facilities in FDA's 19,000 facility animal food inventory will fall inside the small business and be allowed 2 years to comply with the rules.
Leah Wilkinson, AFIA Director of Ingredients, Pet Food, and State Affairs, says they will be holding several events to educate the industry about the rule.
We will be holding a webinar on October 7th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which will give us an overview or provide an overview for members and non-members and alike on the rule itself. And then we're going to be doing two face-to-face meetings. One will be on December 8th. In Arlington, Virginia, and that will be held prior to our regulatory training conference. And the second one will be held on January 27th at the International Production and Processing Expo in Atlanta, Georgia.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.